And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations has warned Sudan's conflict risks morphing into a broader crisis as impoverished neighbors welcome an influx of refugees. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Aisha Ibrahim Dawood is among more than 100,000 people, according to the UN on Tuesday, who have fled Sudan's war across borders into its neighbors.
We would withstand anything. We withstood the sounds of gunfire. We can withstand the heat. This is the simplest thing.
Sudan's war has now raged for more than 3 weeks. Hundreds have been killed and a humanitarian crisis triggered. Despite a ceasefire deal, gunfire and explosions echoed across the capital on Tuesday.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Some 1,500 troops will head to the U.S.-Mexico border as U.S. President Joe Biden's administration prepares for a migrant surge after the end of coronavirus pandemic era restrictions. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The policy that allowed officials to keep tens of thousands of migrants away from the border ends next week. So Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says the Homeland Security Department asked the military for help.
In light of the changes on May 11th and the anticipated surge,
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the active duty troops will have a limited role, freeing up DHS personnel by doing administrative jobs.
They will not be performing law enforcement functions or interacting with immigrants or migrants.
Donald Trump made a similar move in deploying active duty forces to the border. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities near Houston, Texas, say they have caught a man suspected of killing five of his neighbors with an AR-style rifle. Montgomery County Sheriff Rand Henderson said Tuesday 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza was arrested following the shooting in the town of Cleveland. Authorities say the shooting began late Friday after the neighbors had confronted Oropeza after firing a gun in his yard late at night. One of the victims was 9 years old. Uganda's parliament passed one of the world's strictest anti-LGBTQ bills on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
The new bill retained most of the harshest measures adopted in March, including long jail terms and the death penalty, which were condemned by the United States, the European Union, the United Nations, and major corporations. Cases of so-called aggravated homosexuality, a term that the government uses to describe actions including having gay sex when HIV positive, will now risk death penalty. The new bill also allows a 20-year sentence for promoting homosexuality. Activists say it could criminalize any advocacy for the rights of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer citizens.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Amnesty International on Tuesday said Burkina Faso's army was responsible for a village massacre last month, putting the death toll at 147, more than double the official figure. Armed men in military uniforms slaughtered residents in a village in the Sahel's nation Volatile North on April 20th. A local prosecutor said around 60 people were killed, while a Burkina Faso human rights group reported 136 deaths, adding the attackers also killed a further 11 people nearby on the same day. Another woman has testified in New York that she too was sexually attacked by Donald Trump. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Lawyers for the advice columnist who filed a lawsuit accusing Donald Trump of rape have called another woman who testified that she too was sexually assaulted by Trump. Jessica Leeds testified in support of E. Jean Carroll, who says Trump assaulted her in the dressing room of a luxury store in New York. Leeds says Trump accosted her with what seemed like 40 zillion hands while aboard an airliner in the 1970s during a flight to New York. She said she wriggled free and left the first class section and returned to a coach seat. Also taking the witness stand was a longtime friend of Carroll, who said a distraught Carroll called her after the encounter with Trump. I'm Norman Hall.
Find more on our website, including the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran, at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.